So we've just had Christmas. Anyone had fun at Christmas? Anyone had some nice presents at Christmas? Anyone eaten too much turkey at Christmas? We have. Got it for lunch again today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We celebrated the birth of Jesus as well. Can anyone remember where Jesus was born? What was the name of the town where Jesus was born? Shout it out, somebody. Go on. Oh, my really goodness. You did shout it out. Brilliant. Bethlehem, quite right. Well, about 6 weeks after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph wanted to say thank you to God for having this wonderful baby boy. So what they did was they went to the big temple in Jerusalem. I wonder if anyone here has ever been to a special service to say thank you for a baby, even maybe your baby brother or sister. Has anyone been to a service in church a bit like that? I have. Anyone want to tell me what that service was called when you came into church? I might come back to you, but I might see if anyone else knows first what that service was called. It could have been one of two things. Do you want to tell me? A christening, yes, a christening or a baptism. Or sometimes we have a service of thanksgiving and dedication. Something where we come together because we want to say thank you to God for the gift of a new baby. Well, Jewish people, way back when, 2,000 or so years ago, did the same thing. They went to the temple. Here's the temple. We are now in the temple. They went to the temple to thank God for a child that was born and to dedicate that baby to God. So that's what Mary and Joseph were off to do. Now, I need a Mary and a Joseph. Would anybody like to volunteer? Do you know, I'm going to have you, Joseph, my very, very confident young man over here. Come and be Joseph.
Yeah.
There we go. Would you like to be Mary? Come up to the front then. There we are. Now, hold on a minute, because I'm not sure if people have got their imaginations with them at the moment. So we'll just help them out a little bit. Here we are, Mary. Here's your baby Jesus. There we go. And just in case, it's always got to be blue, hasn't it, for Mary? I've never quite known why. But here we are. Here's Mary. Lovely. Now, don't trip over it, whatever you do. Let's make sure you've got a hand out. So there we go. Oh, we've covered up Jesus. That's not good, is it? Sorry. Hello, Jesus. There we are. Wonderful. So here's Mary and Joseph. Now, Mary and Joseph were so excited. They were so excited. I don't know what was going on in your house on Christmas morning. We had that's more like it. Oh, mind the step. There we go. Mary and Joseph were so excited. They'd been given the gift of this lovely new baby boy. Jesus was their miracle child, promised by God and named by an angel. And at this point, 6 weeks later, it was time to take him to Jerusalem. So, come with me, guys. They walked the 8 miles. I didn't tell you that bit, did I? 8 miles they walked all the way to Jerusalem. So we're on our way now from Bethlehem. Hello. Oh, chivalry's not dead, is it, Joseph? Look after your wife. No, he's off. He's off ahead. He's off. And we're going to go right up the middle. This way, Joseph. You've lost your way, mate. You're going to end up somewhere quite different. So here we are, arriving at the temple in Jerusalem. Here we go. Joseph, no, we've lost Joseph. Come up to the temple again. Here we are. Here we are, coming up for their special ceremony at the temple in Jerusalem, which looks remarkably like Bethlehem. I do appreciate that. But if you see, it's now vastly different because we're at the temple. Phew. Marvelous for this special thank you service. And you know, to make their way through those streets and all the people and the hubbub actually must have been a little bit frightening. And to come to this big building, not quite sure what to do, never done this before, that was probably a little bit scary as well. So they're in this temple getting ready for their service. And for now, we're just going to leave Mary and Joseph there, and we're going to stand as the people in the temple and worship God. And we're really going to do that now in the words of our next two songs. Mary and Joseph, if you'd like to come and sit over here for this little interval, while the rest of us are the people of the temple who worship God, let's stand. Please sit down. Well done, people of the temple. Great celebrating there. Fantastic work. Now, Joseph, you seem to be having a rest. Lovely. There we are. Mary and Joseph were in the temple, and while they were there, involved in their Thanksgiving ceremony, two very special people came up to see them. Now, one of them was a man, and this man was full of wisdom and experience. And so I was trying to think of who would be this person, this man of wisdom and experience. And I have to say, I've chosen already, I'm going to go with that choice, actually. So David Rose is going to be our Simeon. So Simeon, let me dress you. There we are. Marks and Spencer's finest in Jerusalem. Lovely, there we are. Good. Simeon, do come up into the temple. And so Simeon came over because he saw Mary and Joseph. And he was looking for someone in particular. And when Simeon saw the baby, his eyes lit up. Just like that. And with Mary's permission, he did ask first. He took the baby Jesus from her. There we are. You'd think we'd practice this, wouldn't you? Took the baby Jesus and began to sing a song. Oh, no. Don't worry. We won't make you do that. I'll tell you what Simeon's song said. Simeon said that this baby was going to be God's special rescuer. This baby was going to bring hope to Israel. And actually, quite dramatically, this baby was going to bring hope not just to Israel, but to the whole world, even to people who weren't Jewish. But he also had a warning for Mary, and this was quite serious. This was a bit of a dramatic moment. He said that one day Mary's heart would be broken by what happened to her son, but also that many people would be rescued because of it. And we now know, don't we, that Jesus grew up and died on a cross, and Simeon was right. So Simeon had some really amazing words for Mary and Joseph. They were already a little bit overwhelmed by the temple and Jerusalem and all of that. And then this wise and mature man, I'm trying not to use the word old, had come along and given these very profound words to Mary and Joseph. And if that wasn't enough, another person came, and I'm genuinely looking now for an Anna. So let me get my nice little bit of wardrobe here. Would anyone like to be Anna? Who have we got? Would you like to come and be Anna? Would you? Just come and stand here. Here we are. There we are. Now, can I put a little shawl on you so that we know that you're also wise and mature? There we are. Lovely. Do you want to hold it in place? Here's our Anna. Isn't she lovely? There we are. Do you want to tell me your name?
Meg.
Meg. Hi, Meg. I'm Helen. Nice to meet you. Okay, now, this is Anna. Just after Simeon had finished, still holding the baby, I notice, this lady called Anna arrived. And she had also been looking for something. This is a bit strange, isn't it? She had also been looking for God's special rescuer. And she got very, very excited. Can you do very excited? Yes. She got very excited when she heard Simeon's song and when she saw that he was holding the baby Jesus. And she, now be careful at this point, she began to rush around telling everybody that she met that God had kept his promise to her. Do you want to rush and tell me that God had kept his promise? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? God has kept his promise. Lovely. And so Anna was very, very excited as well. What amazing things happened at the temple that day. Simeon said that Jesus would be a light to everyone's life. Anna sang for joy because she had seen God's promised Savior. And I want us to take this little scene here and help it to lead us in our prayer this morning. Would you all stand? I'm going to ask everyone to stand here so we can see them. Simeon said Jesus would be a light to the world, hope for Israel, and hope for all the world. And I would just like you in this moment to think of somebody or a situation or a country that you really need to, that really needs to know that light, that hope today. Who is it on your heart who needs to know that Jesus is the light of the world? Hope not just for Israel, but for the whole world. Hold that person or that situation or country or whatever it is in your mind, and I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for Simeon. We thank you for his words of hope. And we thank you so much for Jesus, born in the stable and who came to the temple. And Lord, you know all of the people, all of the names, all of the places and countries, all of the situations that we're holding before you right now. And Lord, we say Simeon promised that Jesus would be a light to the nations. And we ask, Lord, that you would shine that light in each of these places and situations today. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And did you notice what Anna did in the story? When she realized she'd met Jesus and that God has kept his promise, she went around telling everybody. She went around, she was so excited, so full of joy. She went around telling everybody because she wanted them to be excited and full of joy as well. And I wonder if we could all think of one person this Christmas, still Christmas, this Christmas time, who we would love to know the joy and the delight that God has kept his promise. It might be someone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus yet. And I believe that if we pray for those people, then there is, I think evidence shows that they will be more likely to come to faith. And as a church, I think that's something that we need to pray for loads and loads and loads. So I want you to think of one person. This is a person now who, for whom you would like that to happen. It might be someone you've been praying for a very long time. It might even be yourself, and you're not sure if you do know that God has kept his promise. And if that's you and you're praying this morning, please do come and say to me at the end of the service. I'd love to help you with that a bit more. But just for now, that one person, you or somebody else, and we're going to pray for them. Father, thank you for Anna. Thank you for her faith. Thank you for her commitment to you. She lived her whole life in the temple after she'd been widowed, and she dedicated herself to you. And thank you that you kept your promise to her. Thank you that she was so excited that she went around telling other people so they could share that joy. And Lord, each of the people that we are holding before you now, would you reveal yourself to them in the way that you revealed yourself to Anna? Would you grant them the joy of knowing Jesus, knowing a God who keeps his promises as much as Anna did on that day in the temple? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And just one last question as we look at this scene in this story. Both Simeon and Anna could have just watched from the sidelines in the temple and thought, oh yes, that's going on, how exciting, and walked away. But both of them came and delivered their messages to Anna and Simeon. We might use the word prophet, God's messenger. And I wonder if there's any of us who would really like to be able to do that, who would like that gift of prophecy, who would like to be able to say, God, I want to go for you. I want to give messages for you. Would you speak and let me listen and then go and send your message? And I wonder if we would pray that now, that in this church there would be people being raised up all the time with this gift of speaking the words of God into situations, like Anna and Simeon were brave enough to go and actually open their mouths and say what they thought God was telling them to do. So again, I'm just going to pray that now. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for Anna and Simeon, for the example they were, and for the gift they had of hearing from you and knowing what you were saying to them. And Lord, that they had the confidence and the courage to go to Mary and Joseph and repeat it to them. And Lord, in this church, we want to be a church who are listening to you, who are hearing your voice. And Lord, would you fill this place with people who will bring your messages, who will speak your words, and who will help us listen to you. We pray by your Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we have a big thank you to all our acting team this morning? Would you like to, Anna, would you like to take off your shawl? That's it. There we are.